Good morning. Will you please tell me your background as an air traffic controller?
Good morning. I work as an air traffic controller since 1993. 5 years I worked in a province. And nowadays I work in a radar room. I have three ratings in airdrome approach and area control, conventional.
Thank you. Would you please tell me or explain me your main functions in the area control center, let's say as an area controller?
The main function or principal function is to separate all the aircraft in my space. Then give all the informations to the provinces or the next control, in this case other country, and try to separate all the aircraft in my case could be the north control or south control, maybe northeast control.
Okay, we have recently adopted a reduction in the vertical separation minimum. Could you please give me your opinion or your comments about this new scenario?
RBSM reduce the vertical separation. We have the bits managed in my space because we can control more aircraft.
Thank you, but don't you think that maybe this reduction could be dangerous for air traffic control service?
Excuse me, would you please repeat me the question?
Yes, of course. I mean, since we had before 2,000 feet of vertical separation, now that we have reduced this vertical separation to 1,000 feet, don't you think that it could be dangerous for air traffic services?
The modern aircraft have a special equipment for RBSM. The new technology provide this aircraft to separate only 1,000 feet. There is a problem about that.
Okay, talking now about the training of an air traffic controller, what can you tell me about this topic? How is the training in the life of an air traffic controller?
Okay. I studied for about 2 years. 1 year only general course. And the last year it was the airdrome and approach control. But the simulator was not good, but the trainers very good.
Okay, and what about your recurrent training or your refresher courses, the courses that you have to take, I think, each year or maybe each 2 years to get your license?
Per year, I have 2 or 3 remaining refresh courses.
Good. Could you mention any experience you had in your work related with an APC incident?
I have an experience when I was working in the control tower. I remembered I was working the ground control, and I have an executive flight, private or particular. I coordinate with approach control the clearance. When I got it, I called this flight or the flight and gave the clearance. But I didn't pay attention the pilot's read back, and I had a problem when the aircraft took off, and I looked him in the radar display. He made another instrumental departure. An approach control has had another aircraft descending to the airport in opposite heading with executive flight. Fortunately, approach gave another course to this commercial flight, and they could separate both traffic.
Okay, talking about that experience, what do you think that could be the causes, the reasons why sometimes either the pilot or either the controller, they forget or they don't pay attention to the readback? That is something very important, in the process of an ATC clearance. What do you think that are the reasons that this situation sometimes is presented in this air traffic services exchange of communications?
Well, I think it's very important to pay attention to the pilot's readback. Also, it's very it's essential to know to have English language well. When the pilots repeat the clearance or some day or some data, the controllers must pay attention to this, because it could cause an incident or accidents, no?
Thank you. Okay, let's continue. You received previously a reading, a specific reading about an aviation context. Would you please give me your summary or the main point that you read in this article?
Okay. In this on this article, mentioned three emergency situation, but the principal topic or focus is the English language proficiency. I call R or is is preparing a new method to train pilots and controller. This article mentions what is the manner
Okay, so what's your opinion about the use of the English language in the air traffic control, pilot air traffic controller communications?
It's very important. English language is very important.
Okay, and talking about this article, do you think that it is only necessary for an air traffic controller to have a good command of the English phraseology, only the phraseology, or do you think that maybe it would be necessary to have a good proficiency or a good command of the general English language?
I think both are very important. Why? Because maybe I know the aeronautical phraseology, but when occurs an emergency situations, pilots leave the aeronautical phraseology and start the problems.
Thank you. Now I will show you some pictures. Please describe what you see in these pictures.
Okay. I see a lot of aircraft on the apron. Maybe controllers did a bad control. I see congestions on the ground in the air.
Yes, there is they don't look very happy there in the picture, especially the pilots. And it seems that they are complaining to the control tower. Maybe it happens when we have some problems in radio communication. Would you tell me, for example, what is the procedure or what the procedures do you follow when you have a case of a radio communication failure?
Pilots knows do when the radio communication failed, and the controllers too. But we have another frequency that I can use. For example, emergency frequency 121.5. Is a possibility.
Okay, I will show you another picture. Please, I will ask you the same, no? To describe that picture and to tell me what is happening there, or what do you think that is happening, or what is it about, maybe, no? The main topic of the picture.
In this picture, I see the weather conditions the weather condition weren't the best. The pilot maybe maybe try to calculate the plafond or the clouds.
Yes, the picture is about the meteorologies, meteorological conditions. So what is your opinion about the importance of the weather, the meteorological conditions for a flight, or in general, no, for air traffic control or air traffic services, flow of traffic, in talking about in general in the aviation in all the world?
It's very important when the aircraft is making approach next to land, because the visibility reduced.
Yes, you are right. Meteorological situation is very important for all pilots and for all traffic. You are going to listen to a tape with a story about a flight in the tape, and after the listening, I will ask you for your summary, no, and maybe some comments about this story. Well, after listening to the story, will you please tell me what is it about?
It was a quiet flight, night flight, and suddenly some passengers fell bad. I don't know, maybe the food cause fortunately there was a doctor on board, and he attend these passengers. After the flight crew fell back too, and nobody to drive the aircraft, and the flight attendants announce if anybody knows about how to drive this plane. There was a person who knew to drive this plane, and he could drive this plane well until to land. Also, the controller and guy that aircraft.
Okay, well, this is the end of the interview. Thank you very much.